Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Now, I know what you're thinking, sports motivation. But trust me on this one, folks. The lessons we learn on the field, in the gym, or even just hustling through your day, they apply to every aspect of life. And today, we're diving deep into something that trips us all up, whether we're aiming for a championship or just trying to nail that presentation. Overcoming negative self-talk. Ever caught yourself thinking, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough? Yeah, me too, and let me tell you, it can be a real drag on your performance, your confidence, your whole outlook. But here's the kicker. You have the power to change that narrative. You're in control of your thoughts, even those pesky negative ones. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle, and self-talk is how you train it. You wouldn't let yourself get into bad physical shape, would you? Then why let your mental game fall apart? So, here are 5 key takeaways to kick those negative thoughts to the curb. First off, acknowledge it. Yeah, that's right, don't pretend it's not happening. You gotta face those negative voices head on. Catch them before they spiral out of control. When you hear that little voice whispering doubt in your ear, say hey, I see you, then ask yourself, is this really true? Second, challenge it. Don't just accept negativity as fact. Question those thoughts like a good detective. Okay, what evidence do I have for this? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, those negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not the whole truth. You're tougher than you think. Third, replace it. Once you've identified and challenged those negative thoughts, it's time to replace them with something positive. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend, kind, encouraging, and supportive. Think about your strengths, your past successes, and the things you're grateful for. Fourth, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. When you focus on what you're thankful for, it shifts your whole perspective. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things every day that you're grateful for, big or small. It'll help you appreciate the good stuff and drown out those negative voices. Finally, be patient. This isn't a switch you can flip overnight. Changing your self-talk takes time and practice. Don't get discouraged if you slip up, just keep at it. You're making progress every day. Think about that last big challenge you faced. Maybe it was a tough presentation, a demanding workout, or even just a stressful day at work. Remember how those negative thoughts crept in? I can't do this, this is too hard, I'm going to fail. Sound familiar? But what if, instead of giving in to those doubts, you had challenged them? What if you replaced those negative voices with positive affirmations? Imagine the difference that could make. Think about it. You've got this. You're capable, strong, and resilient. Now go out there and prove it to yourself. Remember, folks, life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, wins and losses, but it's how you handle those moments that truly matters. So keep challenging those negative thoughts, celebrate your victories, begin small, and never stop believing in yourself. Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and keep pushing those limits. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost, you know, someone who's been struggling with self-doubt lately. And leave us a review, it helps others find the show. Let's spread the motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.